Issues Etc. regular guest Pastor Stephen Parks on why your congregation should join the Issues Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc., the Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to pick our blog of the week. We read so many. We're especially reading the blogs that have the Issues Etc. widget. You get it by going to our website, issuesetc.org. Click promote. You'll find the widget and instructions on how to put it on your website when you've put it at your blog. Just email us at talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog and considering every week for Issues Etc. blog pick of the week. Jeff has his pick. I have my pick. Which is yours?
Concordia Sisters of Perpetual Parturition. What's parturition mean?
No idea.
Okay. I know. That's what I love about this blog. My vocabulary expands when I read this blog. Now, if I can just find the blog post. It's titled Carts and Horses, and it has to do with women's ordination. Okay. Saying the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod does not ordain women is putting the cart before the horse. What we mean is the LCMS confesses with the Church Catholic God's ordering of human life and relationships as taught in Scripture. What we mean is a home needs a mother. What we mean is, under normal circumstances, a woman spends her life caring for her family. What we mean is, what kind of jerk would take a woman's God-given, life-giving work from her? What we mean is, what kind of jerk would tell a woman her life's devouring work isn't good enough? What we mean is, what kind of jerk would lie to his or her neighbor's wife to entice and force her away from her work rather than urging her to stay and do her duty? But horses are just for pretty these days, and a lot more work than carts, so the cart comes first. Too bad, because it's hard for even a horse who knows and accepts how things are supposed to be not to feel somewhat hurt with cart out front, especially since the main thing she knows and accepts is that it's still her job to move it. Lutherans know the value and necessity of a good damnamus. D-A-M-N-A-M-U-S. Don't know that one either. That's what I love about this blog. But it's no wonder I hear mutters and snorts from usually well-behaved Lutheran ladies when this topic comes up. Our synod was and remains afraid to confess the mysterious good and is left only condemning the popular bad. Good luck making somebody else look like the jerk. Women's ordination is nonsensical to the Christian mind, but we treat it like a thoroughly rational proposition, accepting the world's grounds for debate. Stupid. The world is still going to think we're jerks, but wouldn't it be nice, and moreover a better confession, if the Missouri Synod were known as much for its chivalry as it is for not ordaining women?
Wow, that's great. That's marvelous. What's the blog name again?
Concordia Sisters of Perpetual Parturition. I've picked it before.
I know you have. You're there all the time. Mine comes from Pastor Whedon's blog, just called Whedon's Blog, and the title of the post is Thoughts on Lutheran Unity. I will read only the last paragraph and leave the rest for your savoring later today. Pastor Whedon writes, half a century ago or so, Zassi, that's Herman Zassi, pointed out that the problem with Missouri and all the synods of the Synodical Conference was that they assumed the symbols, that is, the Lutheran confessions, and hence unwittingly ignored them. I propose that if Lutherans are going to get their act together when it comes to the thorny questions that confront us, we can do no better than prayerfully calling upon the Holy Spirit to take the sacred scriptures to heart as our rule of faith and embrace once more the confession of that rule, which we call the Augustana, that is the Augsburg Confession. It is enough. It really is. That's Whedon's blog. The post is called Thoughts on Lutheran Unity, my pick for blog post of the week.